Anthony Thomas takes it 8 yards deep. He's going to try to bring it out. Now he goes to the left side. He's at the 15, gets a block. He's at the 30-yard line. 35, Hemingway trying to give him a block at the 50. 45, 40. De'Anthony Thomas is ankle tackled from behind. An incredible return by the rookie.
A couple of things. You're number one in the NFL in starting field position after kickoffs. Let's talk about your kickoff return game. You busted one, the 99-yarder against St. Louis, which helped decide the game. How pleased are you with your kickoff returns?
I'm very pleased with them because they know it's coming. The teams that we play, they know that we're going to come out with it. And we continue to block well and get body on a body and sustain our blocks. And Nile and De'Anthony Thomas are doing a real good job, you know, finding the holes and then hitting it and getting the ball out past, you know, our first goal is obviously get it past the 20, and then everything we get after that is a bonus. And the guys take a lot of pride in it, and they're doing a good job right now.
The other thing, Dave, that's noticeable is you've leading the league in punt returns of 20 yards or more. What about your punt return game and how important it'll be this week and the remaining 3 weeks?
Our punt return game is always, this is what I tell the guys, the winter time. I mean, is always better for, nobody wants to cover kicks in the winter. And hopefully we do, but other teams don't. And then, you know, having De'Anthony back there, I mean, it's always a threat. I mean, he's got a lot of courage. I mean, he'll catch the ball in a crowd like no other. I mean, he hasn't made a fair catch here this year. I mean, that's a good and bad thing. I mean, the good thing is that it puts a lot of pressure on the punt team. You know, they know he's going to catch it, and they have to be perfect in their coverage. And we're doing a good job with our blocking, and I really believe we're going to get him sprung for a real big one here.
I want to ask you about Santos. He had the struggles early. He's been money ever since. I mean, he's been money since the first two games. What about him, and why has he been so consistent?
He's a good field goal kicker. You know, he's a consistent, you know, he's got a really good consistent technique. You know, if he had one thing he needs to work on, it's his leg strength, and that's going to be during the offseason. He needs to put a little bit more size. We talked about this before, but a little bit more size in his lower body. But, you know, I'm excited about him. I think he's got a bright future in the NFL. He's been good for it. He's handled the tough situations. He's kicked some big field goals for us, and, you know, we're excited about him going forward.
Final question deals with Raiders week. The hour is at hand. I mean, everybody knows the cards are all laid out on the table now. To get this done, to get to the postseason, it's going to have to be a week at a time. Specifically, your matchup against Oakland, what's it like?
You're playing, every time you play an Oakland team, you're playing a bunch of fast players. And, you know, they got speed all over the field. So, you know, we have to counter that speed by being perfect in our technique. We have to be physical. And we have to be sound, you know, with our schemes, what we do. So, the last game on special teams, I think we handled them pretty well. We didn't win the game, but we did a good job on special teams. That being said, Bobby April, the head coach out there, he knows that that's what happened. They're going to come in our place, and he's going to have them fired up and ready to roll. So, you know, we got a tough task in front of us.